Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us today as we begin another day, summer day, standing up for everything we believe is right, true, good, and honorable. So will you comply with Kate Brown's new outdoor mask mandate? We'll talk about that today. We're also going to talk about how she is exempting people who are houseless. It's a new term. The houseless are exempted. Why should they be exempted? Most of the homeless people, houseless people out there, as you know, are people with drug addictions, very poor health practices, shall we say, hygiene practices. Why would you want to exempt them? There's another story about COVID is crushing hospitals here in Oregon. And of course, the unvaccinated are being blamed. Where are the statistics to prove it? I haven't seen them. I want to see them hospital by hospital. And another Oregon sheriff defies Kate Brown's latest unconstitutional COVID mandates. He calls them unconstitutional. And he makes a very profound statement. And I want to read it to you because I think it is... It's always good to be, in my mind, it's always good to be reminded of liberty and of the principles behind liberty. Frankly, our nation's history of liberty. Then I also want to read to you, an email from a listener. And I'm going to start... And I'm not going to use this person's name because they asked me not to. And I appreciate the fact that they listen. They are not. This person and his wife typically don't agree with the conservative political views that we talk about here on KSLM, but they listen. And this is why, friends, I'm telling you, something big is about to happen. I mean, it really is. This person is not alone. This is a persuadable person. And I'm telling you, this is the opportunity you have to change your world. To have meaningful conversations with people like this person that I'm going to read their email to. This is the whole reason we do this show. It's the only reason, folks. I wouldn't bother getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do research so I can come on the air for 1 hour, actually 39 minutes of talk time with you. I wouldn't bother if I didn't think that you could not have an impact in your world. Because you can. Every one of you. This show isn't about me. That's why it's not called the Jeff Krupp Show, like my previous radio shows were. This one is not. This is called Political Coffee. If I die tomorrow or today of a heart attack or get killed on the farm or just decide to quit, this show could continue with a different host. It's not about me. This is about you. This is about you changing your world by having meaningful conversations with people who are persuadable. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at kslm.news. So what is this email? Well, I think this email probably articulates what a lot of us feel. And this has more to do, not so much with outdoor mandates, but it has everything to do with our individual liberty. So this person writes, I'm writing you today, and by the way, if you want to send me an email, it's jeff at kslm.news or jeff at 1220.am. It has everything to do with people's opinions and about vaccine mandates being imposed upon us. That's why I said this is about liberty. This is about your, well, there's Kate Brown on Stuart Varney's show on Fox Business. Oh, boy. Anyway, this person writes, I'm writing you today because I'm curious about your opinions with the employer vaccine mandates being imposed on us. My employer, who's a contractor, said it's not required, but can't guarantee the same level of hours of work due to their customers' vaccine requirements. You see how that works, folks? Now, I'm going to stop here for a moment and just say this. This is one of the insidious ways that Kate Brown, and for that matter, Joe Biden and others, will work to impose, to force you to get the vaccine. Even if you have natural immunity, even if you have already had COVID. Because, again, as we have talked about previously, there's no exemption in the, there is a religious exemption. We'll get into more of this email in a moment, but there's no exemption if you have already had it and you have antibodies in your system. Yet we're exempting houseless people, or Kate Brown is, people without a house. They are exempted from the new outdoor mask mandate, not from the vaccine requirement, but from the outdoor mask mandate. But they all are an infringement on our individual liberty because they are mandates that hurt us potentially physically. This is why so many parents are up in arms over the Kate Brown's edict that you have to wear a mask in school. Now, I'm going to get to more of this, but I've got phone calls, and I want to get people's opinions here. Are you going to comply with the new outdoor mask mandate? What do you think of Kate Brown's exemption on the outdoor mask mandate for houseless people? And what do you do if your employer says, well, I can't guarantee you quite the hours because some of our customers have vaccine mandate requirements. What do you do? Well, I have my opinion on that, but I want to know what yours is. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I will start first with Ron and then move to Clark. So, Clark, hang on. Ron, go.
Hell to the damn no. I will not comply with any of the edicts. And I'll be honest with you, my brother. I'm sick and tired of her edicts. Only God, only common law that I will follow. I will not follow unconstitutional acts that segregate, divide, or if they don't have the stones to look out for my interests, but yet they're going to give another class. The ones that wants to live up my 22% more food stamps. Wants to use drugs, wants to steal, wants to lie. No. As far as I care, I ignore her. And if any employee wants to hire me or contract me, whatever, if they want to force something down my throat, I would just say, in my opinion, I'm asymptomatic. Ain't none of your business what my health care is. And if you force it, I'll sue. Straight out. And if I got to use the race card for that, so be it. Because that's what they did at the Tuskegee Airmen. Not the Tuskegee Airmen, the Tuskegee Experiments. Before the Tuskegee Airmen. To blacks, undesirables, including lobotomies and everything else. And being that the second shot is proven to cause many strokes, Bell's palsy, and all the other stuff, nope. No, and hell no. I will not do it. If you don't make a stand, people, then just go ahead and just be the guinea pig and walk in the oven Auschwitz. Be like what happened to a lot of blacks or Hispanics or anybody they consider undesirable that was put to this Tuskegee Institute or mental institutions in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, all up to the 50s. You want to be a guinea pig? Want to be silent? You want to get rabble your liberties and say rabble has more liberties than you? You want to play the games that, because you need one health care, you need to comply so our insurance don't go up. I already heard that about four different type of businesses, my brother. Yeah, they learn how to use the insurance scam on people.
It is another way it's another way that they're going to try to enforce or impose their will on us. Thank you, Ronnie. I appreciate it, brother. That's your opinion. Let's move on to Clark. Clark, good morning. You got a couple of minutes. Go.
Good morning. I'm wondering about the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Are those banned for use here by the governor?
They were at one time. I don't believe they are now.
Are they
but that
RX
doesn't mean that she couldn't reimpose that ban.
Yeah. How do you get them? Because I heard that one of them can be used in a preventative. I think the ivermectin can be used in a preventative way so you don't have to be sick to get it. Do you get these through a pharmacy, or do you have to go through a regular doctor or a naturopathic doctor, or how do you get them?
I think, first of all, I don't know the answer to that specifically. I know the ivermectin, of course, is a drug used in animal husbandry, so veterinarians are able to use it. The question is, are there vets out there that are veterinarians that are willing to do that for people in the general public? Can hydroxychloroquine, I think you have to have a doctor's prescription to be able to get hydroxychloroquine. So there are doctors out there, and you know, I'm probably not going to name their names on the air because frankly they will come under the scrutiny of the bureaucracy of Kate Brown. And they'll threaten their licenses.
Yeah, I've also heard, and this is just a rumor as far as I'm concerned, but maybe you know something about it, that the federal government is going to eventually require Social Security recipients to take the poke, and if they don't, they're going to cut their Social Security off.
I think that's a bridge too far. I don't think that he will try that. I really don't. I don't believe by even executive order that Joe Biden is that stupid. I'd like to see him try it. The pushback would be profound. Thanks, Clark. 6:20 in the morning. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I will get back to reading the remainder of this email from a listener whom I shall not name, who listens to the show. Is not a conservative, says that in the email, doesn't agree with many of our opinions, but does not like vaccine mandates being imposed by employers This is profound, and it's very important. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I will get back to that. I also get to this another sheriff standing up against Kate Brown's mandates. And the profound things this sheriff writes go hand in hand with the email. It's all about liberty, friends. I'll get to Rich and Gail and our other caller in a moment. Folks, the Salem Roadster Show begins today at the State Fairgrounds in the Jackman Long Building. Starts today. It's only today and tomorrow. It's the finest hot rods, classic muscle cars, motorcycles, customs, and a lot of other things. SalemRoadsterShow.com. It's Salem hyphen the dash mark RoadsterShow.com. Learn more about it. The hours and all of the great sponsors starts today. Kids 15 years and under, free admission. Bring the family. Salem-RoadsterShow.com. Let's go to the phones. Start with Rich. Rich, good morning.
I have a couple things for you. One, there's a 1989 law, ORS 433.416, subsection 3, that says they can't do police and fire and parole officers and corrections officers. Second, why is it in the correction system that the guards and everything have to have the shots, but you're violating the prisoner's civil rights if they force them to have the shots?
Yeah.
Next thing is, ivermectin is the one that seems to be working. A friend of mine just got the symptoms in south of here, and he went in and they gave him Regeneron rather than the jab because of his high risk of having the jab.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So can you answer
and Regeneron, by the way, according to Governor DeSantis, is free because the government bought it all up.
Oh, okay. So how do you get ivermectin? Do you know?
I don't know yet.
If anybody knows how to get ivermectin, would you call or email me? Rich, good point. So they gave him Regeneron as opposed to the jab.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Well, the interesting thing is what I understand, and I may be partially wrong on this or totally, I don't know, is that they're using two different types of antibodies coming together to destroy the planned pandemic or the electioneer virus or the Chinese virus, pick your adjective here or phrase. So by doing so, the virus has no chance, and it tears it up. The next thing is, since you now have two antibodies in you, the question is, does that mean that it's better than the mRNA? I would say it would be.
Well, that is a medical question. I just common sense would dictate that you are probably right. Hey, thanks, Rich. I appreciate your interesting point.
Okay.
Let me go to the next caller, and that is Gail. Gail, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. In case you're out of time and you have to hold me over, maybe your listeners want to go get a pencil. I don't know anything other than what I've heard secondhand, and I take notes and so forth. Before I go into that, in case somebody wants to grab a pencil. No, I'm not going to be fearful. This is a patented man-made virus for which there is solutions to. And, you know, I'm older, but I refuse to be fearful. And I'm still joyful in hoping that something is turning around with the audits. I haven't given up on that. But back to some of these questions. Like I said, this is secondhand news, but some horse people are able to get ivermectin over the counter in a feed store, your local feed store. Whether or not that word has been spread and it's not available. I don't know. But anyway, they use it, 5 cc's per 100 pounds.
5 cc's per 100 pounds, and it's, you're hearing that it's obtainable at feed stores. That's very interesting. Thank you, Gail. I want to move to our last caller before we go to the break. Caller, you've got about a minute and a half. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Hi, this is Anna. I don't know if I'm on the air or not, but I...
You are.
Okay, I want you to know that pharmacies are not filling ivermectin prescriptions that you would have to get out of state through the flccc.net, because I'm not sure, but I believe that in the background, Kate Brown is possibly threatening them if they fill them with ivermectin for people who are trying to use it for COVID. I have heard this, and I know that it has been difficult to get, but I am even today going to the feed store because I know for a fact from anecdotal evidence from other people, including a physician, that the ivermectin veterinary brand or level is effective for COVID. And that's what I have to say. Thank you very much.
Okay, and what was that website again?
It is flccc.net, but you have to get it. Some of them also offer pharmacies that will fill the prescription for you. And in Oregon, I believe that that's the way you have to go now, because pharmacies are refusing to fill a prescription for ivermectin if it is being used for COVID.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it very much. And I have that website up, folks, and I will include it in the show plan. Everybody trying to call in, hang on. I'll get to you on the other side of the break. It is 6:30. This is important. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. I'm getting lots of response from the questions here. There are numerous sites, and by the way, thanks to this particular state employee who shall remain nameless, sent me, there is numerous websites, and this is one of them. If you want to get ivermectin, it is COVID19criticalcare.com. Let me say that again. COVID19criticalcare.com. Also, that is the same website as FLCCC, where you can get ivermectin and learn a lot about it. Okay, this is important. So I want you to. In fact, they've got an interesting chart on their website about COVID-19 and ivermectin's success. Also, someone else who shall remain nameless sent me that some doctors will not give you ivermectin, but they will use Regeneron. And some people are taking it as a preventative. So thank you to that particular person. I appreciate you sharing that with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We are talking about what's going on here, folks, with Kate Brown's latest outdoor mask mandate. Will you comply with it? She has exempted houseless people, homeless people, aren't they some of the people that would be most vulnerable, given that most of them are drug addicted, have highly compromised immune systems? Why would you exempt them? Can't they spread it amongst themselves? Are they going to comply with a mask mandate? Of course not. They're not. They would not do so. They will not do so. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So what do you think, friends? You going to comply? I'm going to share with you the rest of this email from this person who is a listener to the show, is not a conservative, but has a serious question. What do you do if your employer, your private employer, is going to mandate? It's another thing if you're working for the state of Oregon. We've already talked about that, but man, what do you do? What do you do? It's a serious question. And a lot of people are asking it. And I'm going to share with you my opinion of that. And there I'm getting lots and lots and lots of emails here. But I got to get back to the phones because I promised that I would. And we'll go to Art. Art, good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Well, are we surprised that Kate Brown has done this outdoor mandate? No, she doesn't follow the science, Jeff. However, I will tell you, I'm definitely not going to comply. And one of the things that I'm not going to do this year, because I believe it was her intention to do this, and that's, I'm not going to go to the state fair. Because you know that will apply. And once you refuse to do so, if you're on the fairgrounds, they have security and they'll kick your rear end out anyway. So I'm not going to waste my time and money to go there. And I will avoid other places where I know they'll have security to do whatever they're going to do. The one thing that really concerns me, though, Jeff, is guess what happens at the state fair? There are petitions to be signed by the Republican Party. We know they will have the petitions there. But there's not going to be a lot of people show up to sign those petitions because of this situation. And don't I think Kate Brown, that's one of the reasons Kate Brown did it? Of course, Jeff. She's despicable. She's conniving. And she'll do anything to stop us from doing things that are positive for our state. So that's my comments, and I will not get the poke. I will, if I get it, take medicines to kill the dang things. I have a Mactra, hydrochloroquine, whatever I get my hands on. Actually got a little bit of COVID-19 running in the family right now. Quarantines, but hey, there's no way to stop this disease even if you get vaccinated. Have a great day, Jeff.
Yeah, you're right. This is the problem, is we have these surge of cases, and what they're, again, they're telling us that it's the unvaccinated, but what they're not telling us is how many people in the surge of cases that are filling up the hospitals have already been vaccinated. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So here's one of the things that I have found. And again, I got a further message here. preventative is ivermectin, not Regeneron. Oregon is using Regeneron, but it needs to be administered early on. I believe some doctors are saving it for when you are really sick. My other doctor said it needs to be in the first couple of days. Well, that's like hydroxychloroquine, isn't it? Isn't it sort of the same thing? I think it is. I think it is. All right. So, friends, here we go. We are at a place where our liberties are once again being challenged. They're once again being challenged. Now, having said that, what are we going to do? Are we going to stand up? What are we going to do? What are you going to do? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to finish the rest of this email. Then Glenn, I'll get to you in a second. Corby writes an email, no to the mask. We have to remember the so-called vaccines is not a vaccine. It's a death shot, whether it's physical or psychological. I believe the jab versus no jab is about 50%. I don't want to do business with those that have the jab. I think they are more dangerous to be around than those who didn't take the jab. Really? That's an interesting perspective. We need to stand together and withdraw our consent. You're right about that. I don't think that they are stupid. It's all about their agenda. Please understand that the things are far worse and farther gone than you are indicating. Maybe so. I've got lots of other, believe me, lots of other emails here, but I have to finish up this email because it is important. This person who listens, whom I'm not going to name, his employer, he works for a contractor. His wife works for a dental clinic. Her employer has given everyone employed a written note saying you either get the shot or be permanently terminated by October 14th. They have medical or religious exemption, but required letters from the head of a church or a doctor. Neither of us are active members of a church, but we are religious. Neither of us have any health problems other than we believe in body autonomy. So we feel like liars if we take a medical or religious exemption. Both of us have had COVID and are healthy and are active in our late 20s with natural immunity. We feel this vaccine or gene therapy is unnecessary for us. I guess we're really concerned about with the precedent being set, letting employers or businesses dictating what we put inside our bodies. It really feels like a submit or die situation for us, and I assume many others like us. Generally, I don't agree with much stuff that's discussed on KSLM, as I'm more of a progressive voting individual. This is blatant overreach of power and control, and it's quite disgusting, and it definitely makes me rethink political views. I just want my taxes to benefit the entirety of my community. I guess I'm curious for your opinion on the situation, what you think about the absolute censorship of any talk of natural immunity or past infection protection. So, a lot of things here. First of all, this is exactly whom I'm referring to when saying that you have the ability to persuade a persuadable. This person is persuadable because they have come to realize, even though they consider themselves to be progressive, come to realize that liberty, their liberty, about not being forced to put something in their body by government is far more important than other things. So what's my opinion about the absolute censorship? Well, it's immoral. And we're guaranteed in the First Amendment to be able to speak our mind. I think that extends even to private censorship. Now, I'm going to go beyond that, and I'll talk more about this. We'll get back to the phones in a moment. There's more to this. Should be able to express our opinion. Should think back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to remind you, Eric Azer Righteous Renovations is a contractor that not only you can trust, but has a reputation for doing a really good job for you. Go to his website and read the great customer comments of satisfied customers. You'll figure that out in a hurry. It's righteousrenovations.com, righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, thanks for hanging on through the break. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
In the commercial area where I'm at, Marin County, they have storage. And the manager told me when Kate first announced this, they got five calls, three government and two independent, being told by their employers are going to be mandated to get the poke. And they called the storage and said, we're ready to make a change. And that's very real. I saw two of them talk to them when they were actually putting things in. They're very angry.
Now, you're saying a mini storage? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it has kind of a mini storage and a commercial area on the fringe, and okay. Where they have actually commercial buildings on one part of it where people can go in and do business, and then on the backside it's got storage areas. And the manager told me, that was a week ago, five people called. I met two of them when I was just going in and out of where I put things for storage inventory, and it's real. It's very real. By the way, remember Michael Savage, when this whole thing started, recommended the zinc and the quinine water. I don't want people to forget how important that is. It kind of goes along with the British conquering the world with green tea and hot toddies, which is actually a rum and quinine, which is tonic. It's a mix for mixed drinks, tonic water, but it has to say contains quinine. Your listeners should be going to Safeway and Walmart and getting tonic mix and store. It's cheap, and so is the zinc right now, but it's going to start disappearing off the shelves. Michael Savage said no more than 15 milligrams in maybe a 2-day period, because it's a harsh mineral on the kidney and the other organ. So just don't overdo it with it. But it does. I've been taking it since the very beginning, and I haven't really had COVID, and I've been in four states. So it does work. Okay. But this thing is real. People want to make their own decisions. And I don't think there's anything wrong competing one governor against another governor, or one business against another business, if they're going to leave Liberty. There's no reason why we can't make Kate compete with other governors in the region if this is the way she's going to be. Clear out and don't give her any money. Don't give her any money to run the state. Just get out if this is the way she wants to be. And go with a governor that will. There's not all 50 governors are giving us a choice, but look at Florida and Texas and Arizona and South Dakota. If these governors want to get in a competition, let them do it. That's liberty. I don't see a problem with
that's
it at
exactly,
all.
That's exactly right. That's what liberty's about. Glenn, thank you. I can't leave because I'm a fifth-generation farmer. I'm tied to the land. So guys like me have to stand and fight. And that gets back to what this sheriff in Malheur County has done. He's written a letter, and I'll have it in the show plan, calls out the governor, won't enforce mandates, and will challenge new ones. This is Malheur County Sheriff Brian Wolf. And what he writes in the letter is pretty profound, in that it is a reminder of our liberties. And I hope to share that with you, but you can read the letter for yourself. To the emailer and caller, hang on, I'm going to get to you in just a second. To the emailer that shall remain nameless, that I'm referring to, ask my opinion. It is wrong for any so-called platform whether it's talk radio or Twitter or Facebook, to censor our discussion about things like ivermectin or mandates. I'm going to tell you that the mandate of a employer to say that you must be vaccinated is unconstitutional, I believe. And it's going to have to be found that way. And the way it's going to be found that way is if there's a class action lawsuit that we all get to go join, those of us, those of you, because I'm self-employed, that are being told by your employer you have to have the shot. That is an infringement on your personal liberty. Class action lawsuit must go forward. The other thing that you must demand from your employer, and listen to me carefully, is that if you have had COVID, you have antibodies, you have natural immunity, you must demand from your employer an exemption based on that. That is the strongest argument to break this thing in a court of law, folks. There's no, if Kate Brown can make exemptions for houseless people, homeless people, why can't she make an exemption? It is disparate treatment. It's the same thing that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled about Kate Brown and other tyrannical governors imposing restrictions on churches that they don't impose on other venues. That has been struck down multiple times by the U.S. Supreme Court. It is the same principle of law. That's why I'm telling you. If your employer is telling you you have to get the shot, you say you have to make me an exemption if I have antibodies present in my system, not just a religious exemption, but more than that. This is how we stand up. We fight back. The sheriff wrote this. As elected sheriff of Malheur County, I believe that it's not the government's job to protect our health. It's the government's job to protect our rights, freedoms, and liberties. It's each of our job to protect our own health. When you trade liberty for safety, you end up losing both. He quotes Benjamin Franklin. It's important to remember that he writes that the Constitution of the United States was not written to restrain the citizens' behavior. It was written to restrain the government's behavior. That's a quote from Senator Rand Paul. And he concludes by saying it's become very apparent that certain governmental heads have used this pandemic to enact emergency procedures and are testing the waters of tolerance for the loss of freedom to alleged safety. I agree with our citizens that these mandates do not fall under the superior mandates of the Constitution of the United States, which I am sworn to follow above lower orders of other elected officials. Please be advised that the office of the sheriff of Malheur County will not be a source of enforcement for your mask or vaccination mandates. Furthermore, we will resist future unconstitutional mandates. And he attached a letter of the signatures of Malheur County citizens who agree. And they're continuing to gather those signatures. That's pushing back, folks. Thank you to all of you who participated in the show. I deeply apologize. I was unable to get to all of your emails because I've gotten a ton of them. We'll be back tomorrow, and I hope that you will be too. Keep praying for this great state, this great nation. Keep on standing up, fighting for your liberty because it's worth it. Back tomorrow. See you then.